Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth is Out There, Voice of the People radio show. We got a lot going on. We're going to be discussing last night's rally in Warren, Michigan. We're going to be talking about next week's rally next Saturday. It's going to be in Vegas, Nevada, depending on where you're at. And also, my second home from away from home of late, Mesa, Arizona, and which is be Sunday. So you got two rallies day after day, Saturday and Sunday, and of course Trump is energized and ready to go, and we'll talk about that and certain things that really took an eye on the people talking about at his rally. Never mind the fact that he's averaging 30 to 50,000 people at each rally, where Biden can only get 8. But the thing is, let me get started with, before I bring on my co-host. The Truth is Out There, Voice of the People, whether it be the podcast or the radio show, is considered media with information coming out based on fact and opinion. Not only are we media, but also opinionated, and we say things based on our opinions off of the facts of things. A while back, we did a radio show about a year ago, here or take, where we actually spoke an ongoing court case between the victim and the actual accuser. And we read the accuser's charges directly from the court documents. And that is presented public knowledge from the Broward County Courthouse. Straight up. There is no dispute. No argument, no nothing, because it came directly from the courts. Right? He could lie, cheat, steal, and anything else. He could deny it. He could do anything he wanted. But the information we were getting was directly from the Broward County Court, and it was verified as factual by everyone. Lawyers, judges, other reporters, anything you want to do. All right. Now, since Thursday, the accused has been telling stories that the case has been dismissed. That is a bold-faced lie. It's been verified by many sources that this continues. Since Thursday, we talked to the court clerks, the Broward County Courthouse, the judge's clerk, as well as the state attorney's office and the investigative reporters, plus them and her family. Every one of them said the same thing. It's continuing. There is a hearing in October, and the state attorney said there are additional charges being filed at that point. They said they got him. That was the quote, and this is from the state attorney's office, quote, "We got him," unquote. And that is a fact, verified by many. There are two people in there, the accused and his conspirator, his foot doctor, have been trying desperately to try and get out from under and try and say and try and influence them with both fake lies and other innuendos to try and get this case dismissed at a mental health club, which even his former attorney, the accused former attorney, Trevor Lopez, said you cannot do that under Florida state law. So all the judge can do is refer you to the accused to the criminal court where the decision is made there. The judge cannot, by law, by statute, cannot dismiss a case where the accused is declared mentally incompetent. It was tried and it was turned down. And the judge and the judge's clerk had told the accused that several times. That's all on document, on record. These are pure facts, cannot be disputed. This is what's going on, all right? The additional charges by sources within the attorney and the state attorneys has to do with the conspiring to defraud the court. That's a 20-year sentence. And that's the additional charge they're working on. And they're also changing venue. Unfortunately, the place that they were going to do has been destroyed by Hurricane Ian. So most likely it's going to go into Tallahassee, and then because there may be a fellow case involved, take it from there. But the point is, this case is far from over. It is not dismissed by all intents and purposes as of right now on this radio show. This things could change tomorrow when court's open, but at this moment, based on all evidence, based on the interviews from the state attorney's office, the judge's clerk, the victims in this case, and the investigators, they say they got him and they're going to proceed and they want to put him in the prison cell, not even into an institution. So the facts. Deal with it. Now let me bring on, let's start with the real show now. Let me bring on my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm good. Very busy today. Accomplished a lot. And now I'm just relaxing, enjoying to speak with our listeners. Nice day.
They could call, it's going to be a nice week. There is some
nice weather outside, actually.
It's a little sprinkled here, and you're going to get maybe a little bit of rain here and there, but the temperatures are now in the mid-80s.
Overall, the weekend, it was a great weekend.
Yes.
I'm inspired.
Football was great today, still going on.
I looked, the Packers and
the Patriots.
We're tied.
Yeah. I both of them have rookie quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers.
And James Ross. Yeah.
Okay, Patriots have a rookie quarterback, and then you got Aaron Rodgers, for Green Bay. But Patriots had, this is the third string quarterback to play, because the second string, that the original one they had, got hurt. So that got two quarterbacks hurt.
In the fourth quarter, with two minutes and 2.4 left.
Depending on who got the ball and where at they are. But the bottom line is, it's a lot of good games. The Jets did it again. They actually came from behind
the last minute
and scored and won. Again, you know, so that's
Patriots have the ball.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't like Belichick so much, but it's a rookie quarterback, so you root for the rookie quarterback.
I like a good riveting game where they challenge each other and they play hard because all they want to do is win. And those are the best games, you know?
Okay,
Okay,
last night was a big rally in Warren, Michigan. Trump had Tudor Dixon and others, the straight Republican America First candidates. They filled up the arena with several thousand, and there was like 30,000 outside. Really was amazing stuff.
Dug-in patriots who love this country, who want Whitmer gone.
We already caught Whitmer.
That woman is a she-devil.
The other breaking news that we have is that one of Whitmer's aides was arrested today for voter fraud. The voter integrity team is on the ground, and we're actually taking them into custody. And this is pertaining to the 2020 election. And we now have enough in Michigan evidence to overturn that one in that state, too. But you need, in order for this to come true, you need to take back Congress, and we are doing that. Once
we
get the House and Senate, we can actually pull based on the Constitution and reverse the 2020 election. Now you got in Washington State, Patty Murray is losing her Senate seat. She's behind, and that's a seat that nobody was counting on to gain, but we are looking to gain that.
We're
going to
get another senator seat gone. Da-da-da-da-da. Love it. So how many seats are going to win?
It looks like I said five. Maybe I might up it to about eight. But Dr. Oz, it looks like he's winning there. Herschel Walker's winning in Georgia. Masters is starting to pull ahead in Arizona. It looks pretty
Mastriano
good.
How's Mastriano doing in PA? Mastriano doing?
He's actually doing pretty good. The left and the rhinos are getting pretty nervous right now. And he had 900 people.
Because they keep writing that he's losing.
He had 900 people yesterday.
He had
900 people in the school gym yesterday, where
900 votes, baby.
Yeah, there's Doug Mastriano signs all over Philadelphia of all places. So
he's
that's a big thing.
Philly, because they're tired of the criminal stuff. I'm telling you, they're tired of the gas, they're tired of the prices in the groceries, and they're tired of the criminal entities.
Nine college students was attacked in Philly today, by the way. Todd Stearns was
reporting.
So that's
enough.
They're
going to take out the mayors. All the mayors in all those towns.
But we're working locally. It's not just It's not just the local, not just the Congress and the Senate and the governor's races, but it's the local races
we're
that we're really focused on.
And regionally of each state. Yeah.
This what's made this year different than most since 2020, 2021 elections, and this year, We focus on the local elections, not just the normal government.
Focusing on everything, people.
Right.
We're not leaving no stone unturned.
Right, the school boards, the state legislatures.
Turn
the school boards, the state legislatures.
They're set up. Okay? They're fed up with worrying if they go outside their front door and being shot in the head, or their children being hurt, or raped, or screwed around in the head in school, and poor education, and they're tired of the prices at the pump and in the stores, and they're just fed up. They're not going to take it anymore.
Right. Last night, one of the part of his speech, last night, one of the best features, actually. Last night, he goes, President Trump, the real president, comes out. You know, according to the communists, he's like us. He doesn't call the Democrats name because they're not. They're the communists. Socialists are communists. We call them communists because they're full-fledged communists. And he goes, you know what? I'm pretending to be Trump now. He says, I am... And in Republic enemy number one, and public enemy number two is you who support me. I'm gonna go further than that. Trump is public enemy number one to the left, to the communists, to the socialists, to the corruption in society of today, to criminals
and
drugs,
the
low life system,
the swamp,
drug dealers, and so forth.
Right.
Public. Me personally, Joe Golnar, is public enemy number two because we're exposing the corruption, and the left is specifically one person because he's been exposed, consider me public enemy number two. And I'll take that honor and that bash because we got to stop and eliminate the corruption in society. Too many lives depend on it. And I'll take that honor. You know, it doesn't matter if I'm doing the radio show, the podcast, or talking to hundreds of thousands of people during the week around the country. You know, the word is getting out, and that's what I'm doing. And we are opening people up to the reality of the America First mentality. Right to
and they are listening. And they're listening, and they believe it.
Yes, Scott, you hear me. You know what I'm saying and everything. You know the conversation.
I do. And it don't matter how much you insult us, it's still we're speaking the truth. You notice that the enigma doesn't
deny it.
Not true.
He doesn't deny it.
He just goes after me personally. But he attacks us. Yeah.
Scott, remember one of the first things we've learned when I ran for office or when we did the Tea Party movement or all these rallies that we've done, you were part of, and others, and we always said the same thing. When they start doing the personal attacks, calling us by names, by saying things that are not true, all kinds of crazy.
Right.
It means that what we learned is that when they can't win an argument, they start attacking you personally.
Yep, that's right.
That's right. What we do is we stick to the facts. We give out the information and let you decide. We don't personally go after a person by name, except the
everybody
one time when we went out.
Everybody knows the truth. You can't hide the truth.
Right, and the only time we used this guy's name was when we read the court documents back about a year ago.
And
I said that earlier.
Your family, your friends, yourself, because they got nothing else to stand on.
And it's crazy and really amazing stuff. He spends money to try and get information, and he gets the information wrong because he doesn't verify it.
It's too funny. Continue.
Yeah,
everything you see online, not always true.
Right. We verify things. We have a friend.
Also, another
thing.
Be careful who you go after and attack with me, because some of them might not like it.
That's true. But the bottom line is
That's right. Remember
bottom
that.
Bottom line is this.
They might
we
not
have,
like
we,
it.
Yeah, we have a friend, one of our original guests on the radio show back in the day, by Ed Lynch. And he, and him and I, and he's one of the original guests, original radio hosts and things of that nature. Primal Truth.
That's right.
We also, and you got Daria and Steve and Steve and stuff. It really was interesting. But we all have one thing. We always said one thing: get verified information before we post the site, and verify not by one source, by two or three sources. And when I started the show today, I gave you four sources that we verified to. I gave the four sources. I said the
call court. Call them up and ask them.
Yeah, I said the court, the clerk, the court records, the state attorney, the district attorneys, the state attorneys in Broward County, the investigators, and the victim herself. That's more than four. So that's before we even said a damn thing. So we verified that. And that's what
exactly.
We think.
Exactly.
Now, so information we do. Now, Trump does the same thing. And he gets it done. And then he does on the big screen that he pays for, because he actually paid for those screens. By the way, you ever see how agile this guy is and all that stuff? He's like 78 years old.
How old is President Trump?
I think 78, something of that nature, 70-something. But the bottom line is Trump is so energetic and stuff, and he looks like he lost some weight. At the end, and this is one of the things that we're talking about a lot, and we have a video of it on my Facebook page and Twitter and Instagram, where Trump, at the end of his speech, how he does his dance, and he walks off and signals everybody. He stops at a location just before he goes behind the curtain. And a couple of his supporters or fans wanted an autograph on the hat. So the girl threw the hat to Trump, and Trump caught it with one hand, and then she threw the pen.
And a marker.
And a marker, and he caught it in midair. He's like a ball player. And he didn't drop it, he didn't do anything. He signed it, and he threw it right back. Perfect. Alexei Biden do that. And that was the gist
great hand-eye coordination.
Great hand-eye coordination. He is great. His concept
was perfect. Not bad for 76 years old, huh?
Yeah, he is really, really, really good. But there's and he did at the end. Now he goes how bad America is, and then we're gonna make it better again, and all that stuff, and the background music and all that stuff that's gearing up. He is running, by the way.
He don't need to. He's going to be back in shortly.
Yeah, that's true. But until the things
are. And then
we're
going to
take
care of all the stunks. All
right.
The stunks, the traitors, the criminals, all of them.
We had many different things. So we got standing ovation speaking, Mike Lindell, because he was a mixture, again, because part of the election security team. And Mike Lindell and his information. By the way, I urge everyone that hasn't listened to or watched 2000, everybody must watch 2000 Mules by Denise D'Souza.
Yes.
Go and watch it. It's online. You can buy the DVD. You can read the book. Watch it now. Better do it now before the election, before November 8th, because the evidence is there. And everybody's talking about it. So, in fact, that's the number one podcast that we did, and we're going to replay it in the next few days. We're going to repost it and play it again, going back to 2000 Mules. So he's talking about that.
Important.
Right. Now, a high school girls volleyball team out in Vermont got fed up because they felt very disgusting to actually have to go in the same same locker room as a transgender, as a guy dressed up as a woman. These are the high school team volleyball. This is crazy stuff. And they did not want to do it, so they walked out. So know what they did? Know what the feds did? Know what Biden did? And the left did? The communists did? They're investigating the parents of these kids as a form of intimidation.
You know, they can file charges of rape. You know, rape is not just physical. It's mental, too.
Right.
They can file on all these fake women, the enigmas, rape charges.
Right. That's exactly it. These people forget. The reason why Youngkin won in Virginia was exactly the same thing. When a man dressed up as a woman walks into a high school gym, a high school bathroom, rather, and rapes a 14-year-old girl.
That's a voyeur. You know that?
Yeah.
It's a voyeur.
Yeah. So what happened?
We're going into overtime. Game is going into overtime.
Okay.
Coin toss.
That means there's a delay on the equal straight down the line.
Okay. I'll let it go.
Okay.
All right.
Anyway.
I like football.
Yeah. Anyway,
talking in conversation here, that is rape.
Right. First of all, this is sickness. Transgender.
What happens if one of those girls on the volleyball team was special needs?
We all know that. And that's another thing.
No, we don't.
That's why you will not see,
saying.
By the way, just to let you know, and you will not see a transgender person in Special Olympics, because it will affect people and they affect people with disabilities.
I don't give them any ideas.
If they, because it's already this legal action pending already.
You know that
already.
Transgender in the military
is
that person going to be charged with treason?
For treason, and that's treason right there.
We're going to have our first Friday morning hanging.
One of the things we learned at basic training, and I did my basic training for Jackson, South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina, and one of the things we learned was you got to see the guy on your left, see the guy on your right. You got to rely on each other because that's your buddy. And in the mix of things, you've got to be able to work as a team. There's no I in team. And you got to work together as a team in unison to
There's
do what
no
we need to take care of.
In the military.
No, it's male. It's male and female.
It's just,
that's it.
It's just the body doing the job.
But you got to be able to do a job and not worry about
right.
Look, mental health is a big issue. And transgender is a mental health problem.
It don't matter. That transgender shit got to go. It's messed
exactly.
up.
Now
but
the next
thing. I really
want
to know why people are so in, men are so into the women clothing.
They're insecure. That's all this is. They're very insecure. Low self-esteem in them. If you promote things that are wrong so many times, people start thinking it's okay. That's just psychologically. Goebbels used to do that during with Nazis, and the communists, the socialists like to do it all the time. If you promote misinformation long enough, you get to attend to people believing it. That's what this is. It's called indoctrination. You know, it's brainwashing.
Yeah.
Advertising,
right.
It's brainwashing. That's what this
is.
So far this year, 599,000 people got away, illegals got away from the southern border. So much fentanyl, so much rape, so much murder, so much MS-13, so much crime. This is crazy stuff. We're out of the border. We don't have a country.
And you know what makes it really bad? Is that companies are, like, in cahoots with it. whether it's product
and
or service, they're engaged in the bullshit.
And Nancy Pelosi in Wellpug Feinstein says, it's okay to have illegals here because they're there to pick up crops. What it sells to a lot of people.
You know what? Can I say something?
Yeah.
How do you know that they are capable of doing it?
They don't, but that's a stereotype.
Someone who has
what she did was a
stereotype. Let me tell you something. Working on a farm, you have to have knowledge and instinct and hands-on to know what you're doing. Really. It's not
it's
just like you go there and pick an apple. It's a lot more. It's a lot more engaged. Okay.
There was a debate.
You have to know about horticulture. Truly.
Yeah.
Okay?
There was a debate. There was a debate the other day. I think Friday or Saturday with Abbott and Peto.
Oh, the fake Mexican.
Peto lied through his teeth on certain things. He still wants to grab your guns. Be careful there. He's still into climate change, which means he's got to get rid of the energy and the oil industry.
Abbott catch him in his lies?
Yes. Abbott leads by double digits in the latest polling. We have integrity team in there, and we will arrest Peto if he steals. He knows it.
They all lie. They're all cheat. They're all poor individuals. Bad role models. Kamala, there's one.
Yeah.
And you know what? Somebody said we're racist because we're picking on Kamala.
Yeah, except Kamala Harris.
How can you be a racist? She's not even black.
No, she's Jamaican and Indian.
She lies. That's another thing.
Yeah. Right.
She's
but
not
the
an
thing
African
is,
American.
No,
she's
Jamaican and Indian.
She is, I'll tell you something. She is Spanish and Jamaican.
And Indian.
Right?
The thing is.
Oh, you mean
Kamala
she's real?
Harris, okay.
She's not, she's real? She's an Indian?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
the point is,
Kamala,
she thinks other people are more important than other people. I think what happened in Fort Myers and the surrounding areas in Florida is hard. It came hard. It hit hard, and people need to be cared for and respected. And we're all there as a team. To bring it together and make it better and put it back whole, and that's the way it should be.
She did two misstatements that really set things in motion. One, she said when it came to tell Biden to give aid to Florida, she said that we got to go and do minority areas first, people with color first. Hurricanes, any natural disasters does not recognize the color of the skin or political party or any of that stuff. It affects everybody the same and should get aid to everyone in the same. She's nothing but a bigot and a racist, and she proved it again. The other thing is she said when she was at the demilitarized zone in Korea, with that device north of South Korea, she said that we are very big supporters of the North Koreans, which is a mistake there. She probably meant
well,
the South Koreans.
You should never pick one. You should never pick one over the other.
No, but the thing is, you're supposed to support your allies. We have over 30,000 troops in South Korea. South Korea is an ally.
She don't care about that. They
no,
want
she
to
don't.
Start a war because they right. think that Biden will stay as president if they're in war. That's
actually, they know that Biden's not going to be president to finish the term out. They're setting it up, and this is a story coming out by several sources, including Michael Savage, among others. They believe that once the 2022 election's over and they lose the House and the Senate, they feel that Biden is going to step down, give it to Kamala. But what they don't understand is that Kamala's been indicted, and once Biden steps down, Kamala gets busted for treason, and it goes directly for, and so does Pelosi, because they're all tied together. They're the California family, better known as the California Criminal Enterprise or Syndicate. You do realize that Pelosi and Newsom and Harris and all that, they're all related in some way.
They're going to make Newsom the vice president?
No. Newsom's going to get busted. But the point is that this is a syndicate. Just like the Clintons, this is a syndicate. And just like you have to all tie together, and the Democrats / communists are all corrupt, and it's being exposed. That's why they hate Trump, because he shined the light on the swamp, the corruption. They try every which way to get him out of power, because if he comes back in power, that's the end of the that's the end of them. That's what they're doing.
Nope. You know what? You know, there's another person that walks alongside of him. You know who that is?
Ron DeSantis.
Exactly. They're so goony. They brain dead, all of them. They're brain dead.
Now, we'll get into that in a minute. Now, we've got J.D. Thomas. Jenny Thomas.
Clarence Thomas's wife.
Right. She went and spoke at the J6 committee and told them to go fuck themselves, basically. Do you believe the 2020 election was an election for it? She said, absolutely, and we got the proof.
Yep.
And that was pretty much the end of her statement there. And they told her, thank you for your time, and walk the house. And because they didn't want to hear the proof, but we have the proof, and it's going to be changed.
We have the proof. You can't change history. You can knock it down and try
Michael Dell's right.
But it isn't going to change. It's never going to change.
Michael Dell is right. The best thing that ever happened was the steal in 2020, because we learned how it's done and the computer algorithm and everything else. And
the
now
best
it's being
thing, and I'm sorry to say this, is that pandemic, which is so screwed up, opened a Pandora's box.
Yes, it showed the parents what's being taught.
They revealed what they're doing in school. They revealed how they're making millions off the pharma and the corruption and everything else. It opened up the door and just went and just the road just waved out and exposed everything. Everything.
Yeah.
And now we know.
Again,
we know.
Yeah, Tudor Dixon was great yesterday, and she really out there. We urge everyone to go to Tudor Dixon's website and donate. The swamp and everybody else,
all
the corruption. In fact, all the
candidates.
We need to get out there and do what we need to do. And that's tomorrow
Don't
morning.
Don't you
back
love Marjorie Taylor Greene? Isn't she awesome? A woman, not even a woman, a person who's a great role model, stand up, really, who speaks her mind, who has strength, who has honesty, and I respect that. I respect her. They don't like
a strong woman.
But you know
Same
what?
Thing Tough, with,
they should honor that people are strong and they have a
same
voice.
Same thing with Paul Bear. And same thing, straight down across.
And Sarah Palin. And
there's a lot of different coffee buckets. There's a lot. Herschel Walker is a great guy in Georgia. Lee Zeldin picked up all the school board leaders in New York State and New York City in support, because they want to teach the kids right from the
they
kids reading
really
writing
the real thing like they used to. They don't want this garbage.
They had
enough. They want to feel they're doing something proud with their life. They became a teacher, and an educator for a reason. Not to squash their little brains into nada, but to make them go out there and do great stuff, to dream the dream, to have an imagination, and have courage and high self-esteem, and go and fly and be a free spirit and a leader.
This week, Biden negotiated a deal with Maduro, the dictator, the murdering asshole in Venezuela, and he got a release of American prisoner over there. But what he did was give Maduro's family and in exchange for that person. He gave up Maduro's. He sent back Maduro's family, who are drug dealers, who's responsible for hundreds of thousands of deaths in this country.
Right.
That's not a good exchange at all. How many people have died? And now, what's Biden's?
That and toilet paper.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
So you know, this is the type of thing. Biden, Trump when he was in office, we got people back all over the world. And guess what we gave up? Zero.
Peace with strength.
That's the difference. That's the difference.
That's worth that.
Now, we had some really great, interesting news this morning. A friend of ours, actually, she runs. She's special needs wrong. She's a person that nobody thought she was going to be alive, but she's going to celebrate her 31st birthday in December. She is Make-A-Wish girl. She teaches. She's following her dreams. She teaches. She runs.
That's right.
She loves family, and she loves to go into nature and stuff like that. She has a snapper turtle that comes visits her yacht and all kinds of different pictures and stuff.
And it goes off its merry way.
Yeah, and stuff. But
she ran.
She's the first person I know, and I'm 67 years old, that actually qualified for the Boston Marathon 3 years in a row. In fact, she was the first person I knew that actually ran Peoria Marathon, the New York Marathon, the Boston Marathon, Broward County Marathon.
I don't know anybody else who runs that's close to me. She's great at it.
You know, and anyway, yesterday she ran the 5K race. She came in first overall female, second overall race. Today she ran a 5-mile race plus, and she came in first overall female and second overall race again. And this time she got interviewed by the Sun Sentinel. Her first name is Emily. So we call her Queen Emily because she always says, "Who's going to challenge the Queen?" Nobody beats Queen Emily, and it's stuck.
That's right.
And now
everywhere she goes, Queen Emily, go Emily, go Queen Emily,
and stuff like that. And she's well loved, and
she's
great.
She's a great role model.
She's special needs. And she's out there doing her thing. She's following a dream. I'm so proud. I'm so glad that I never introduced her to the idiot. He would have destroyed her. And I'm so glad that we never introduced her to them.
They're not even in her class. They have no class.
No.
They're poor role models.
She's on top of the world. He's in hell, and she's on top of the world.
Right.
And that's the people that you gotta hang out with, and stuff like that. Those are the role models that you need, you know. And
her family's great.
We're opposite politically, but I call her mom my second mom. She and I get along.
Lovely person. You know?
Yeah.
And she supports her children.
And her brother.
And her brother can't say that we hate the gay community. Her brother is gay. He is a great guy.
I still like him.
A lovable sweetheart.
Yeah,
up in Atlanta.
But the thing, and he loves trains and stuff, but he, you know, hey, he really got along with my father. My father, when he was
alive, he loved trains.
And Emily and her brother went to a train museum and fest up in Central Florida a few weeks back, and it's got the pictures that were really cool.
You know, they would love the Smithsonian because they have the train, the Lawrence exhibit, the train.
Emily loves history.
I wonder
She'll
if Emily's
and,
ever been to the Smithsonian. She would love it.
I'm pretty sure she has. Everywhere she runs, she looks. One of the first things she likes to do, she goes outside the state.
She got to clean up D.C. and get rid of all the swine, the dirt.
But the thing is, when she goes to Boston, she visits all the historic sites and stuff. And she goes. She went to the place where Cheers was taken care of, along with the American Revolution and all the famous cemeteries and stuff like that.
Well, she's a
and when she goes to Peoria, she does that.
You know, when she does projects with her kids, she does history, you know, reading and all that stuff and blurring and dress up and everything. So
those are good things, you know.
No
so
score
that's
yet.
A good...
Four seconds and 25 seconds. Still 24-24. Second
in
line.
It may end up in a tie.
The Packers have the ball.
If I remember correctly, it's a 5-minute overtime, and if there's no score at that point, it ends in a tie.
Oh, this is interfering with TV. They should just knock out 60 minutes. That's a waste of air anyway.
Yeah. But the thing is,
that's another waste of air.
Yes.
You know?
Indoctrination. You know, but again, this is very important, and life in general is important. And the other thing is, I said this on the podcast, I will say it here now. Abortion equals murder. If you're killing life, you are murdering life. That's the key. And every candidate that comes out in support of abortion, they should be arrested for manslaughter or murder. Look, you cannot support life. First of all, you can't be a Christian if you support abortion. It goes against the church. It goes against the Bible. Period.
Well,
that's number one. But number two is that's why Biden and Pelosi can't get communion because it goes against their religious beliefs. But the thing is, life begins at
church. They didn't even put up Christmas decorations in the White House. They sent photos from when Melania did a gorgeous layout.
Yeah. And we're gonna find it again soon, anyway. I wonder what kind. Remember what Trump did Halloween for the kids? Let's see what happens.
Oh yeah, they were giving out candies.
Yeah.
Don't go trick or treating this year, kids. Mommy and Daddy should make the candy. Forget buying it, because you don't know what's in any of that either. And
there's
don't
a
buy
lot,
lipstick.
There's a lot of bad stuff
out there. The gummy bears. It's scary.
It's laced with fentanyl. We've been arresting.
That's why I said companies are in for the profit and drugging and killing kids. I don't really care. Don't care. They need to be told.
We're going to be talking about that in the next few weeks because we're getting into October. So.
Make cupcakes or cakes or ice bars or whatever else. Don't buy the candy.
Be careful what you get from anyone because you don't know what it is in there.
Right.
And be careful when you touch these. Because if you touch something with fentanyl, you could die too. It doesn't have to be consumed.
Right.
It could be by touch.
It'll go right into your skin and your bloodstream, and you're dead.
You're done. It's the most deadly.
I'm sorry to say it. I know it sounds scary, but it's the truth. And nobody wants anybody to die. Nobody.
With Biden, the Democrats / communists, they allowed that in the border. They are supportive of it. They support these deadly drugs. But, okay, go back to abortion. Life begins at conception. It's a scientific fact. When the sperm hits the egg, that's when life begins. What do you think that grows in you? If it's not alive, it won't be growing.
They have sex, and then they get knocked up, and they use abortion as a means of contraception. That's it. But you know what happens? That hurts the uterus. Because you're not normally you would carry that baby full term and deliver it. So you're changing the course that it's supposed to do. So that hurts the uterus. And also, from what I read, if you don't get the whole baby out and their body parts left in there, that causes a lot of problems. And you can have bleeding. You can hemorrhage. You can have continuous miscarriages. It can hurt your period. It does a lot of things.
We're coming towards the end of the show. We have 8 minutes left.
Okay. Wednesday. I'll be back Wednesday. Yes. And with all whatever's going on, and everybody be safe, and God bless you, and God bless America. And everybody have a great night and enjoy your football game.
And pray for everyone in Florida and in Carolina.
Pray for everyone who is a little displaced and a little hardship right now. And they've raised $20 million, and they're raising more money. And all you have to do is call, and they'll be there to help. And if you can't find anybody to help, then call here at 515-602-9657, and we'll help you and direct you. Okay?
All right. By 7 p.m.
And this is Scarlett King. Everybody have a great night.
8 o'clock on Wednesday.
Wednesday, 8 o'clock. Good night, everybody. Bye.
All right. Now, before we shut the show down, two things. One, Ron DeSantis and the sheriff of Lee County and others were doing the right thing. There was no delays in evacuation or anything else. The original forecast had a target for the panhandle, then to Tampa, which was the worst-case scenario, worse than what they happened, and it kept moving south. So as the information coming in, that's when they were evacuating. They still had 24 to 48 hours anyway, and some of the people that stayed refused to leave. So far, around 57 or 60 people found dead so far, not the 500 to 1,000 that the Democrats / communists want you to believe. DeSantis and everything is and the team's working vigorously to help people. The FPL, Florida Power and Light, said, and the governor said, and confirmed by various sources, that majority of the areas of Florida will have full power. 95% of Florida will be back online by Wednesday or sooner. There's a big digging out time, and there's a lot of equipment, and everybody from all over the country and all over the state are working in recoveries and to rebuild. This is very important, and that's what's happening. So, and in disasters, you don't stop political actions or ramifications or attacks. You work together for a cause. You unite, not divide. And unfortunately, the Democrats / communists like Charlie Crist and others, they rather personally attack DeSantis than to work and do the jobs when they need to do it. That's another reason why it's time to vote out every single communist / Democrat. They don't give a rat's ass about you, and they never did, and they never will. And that's the key. Yeah, don't be fooled by Green Reaper. Okay. Before we leave you, I just want to leave you with this reminder. If you support life, if you support America First, if you support Make America Great Again, if you support making yourself and your family great again, if you support border security, if you support babies, if you support law enforcement and support law-abiding citizens and border security, if you want to end drug dealers and drug addiction and working in that nature and eliminate the crime in the community, if you support schools that parents have control and teachers to actually teach reading, writing, arithmetic, not CRT or indoctrination or intimidation or recruitment of something that you're not supposed to be. If you don't want, if you support teaching kids education, get them educated, not learning about sex at kindergarten or anything like that, you have to vote for Republicans. You cannot vote for Democrats. Democrats / communists want to take your control over you from the day you were born, even before that, from the day from conception all the way to past the grave. If you support election integrity and want the legal vote to count and not to steal, you have to come out and vote Republican. Bring 20, 30, 40 people in there with you. Support life, support security, support your family safety, support education. Bring 20, 30, 40 people with you to vote Republican up and down the slate, no matter what state you're in. This is the only way to survive, because if the communist Democrats win, we have no one. That's the key. And that's what I want to leave you off with. God bless you all. See you Wednesday at 8 o'clock. We may have some breaking news there, and you never know who pops in.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be